Mefoshim bring down. The parsha starts, Kisisa Esroish bin Yisrael Venosnu Ish Koyif Chatzis Machtis HaShekel Kol Oiver El HaPkudim. Everyone has to give a Machtis HaShekel. And the Pasuk says that the Machtis HaShekel, what they did from the Machtis HaShekel, they made the Adonim to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan. They made the Adonim to the Mishkan. And the Shaila is, the whole Nidvas HaMishkan, the whole building of the Mishkan, was built and created a Nidvas slave. Kol Nediv Livo Yevier Estrumas Hashem. The whole Mishkan, the whole building of the Mishkan was built as a Nedivu slave. No choiva. People want, they want to give a Nedivu slave. And here when it comes to the Adonim, was a Dovah Shebechoiva. Ho Asher lo yarbe ve'da lo yamit. Everyone has to give. Even if the rich person wants to give more, you can't take from him. Foshim explained how he will give more, you will not know the number. So he will want to give for poor people, he will want to give for them. Everyone has to give. Everyone has to give a Machtis HaShekel. What is the pshat that legabi, the building of the Mishkan, the Asiyas HaMishkan, you have to have the Divus slave. If you don't want, don't give. Only people that want have the Schus and the Koyach to give. And Le'umas them, and the Mishkan. So I heard from my father-in-law, Givaldi Kevot, I don't remember the name of who. He was masbid with the Yesod of the Maharal. The Maharal explains that we already spoke it out a couple times. Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. Bitzad Sheini Chazal tell us, Kofar aleim arke gigis. Ima de mekalim is atei remuto, v'im lav shom tiye kvurastem. Only in Purim, kind of Purim, that Hodar kiblu abimei HaShveirish was a Kabbalah berotzen. But till then was a kfir. So what's the pshat? Klal Yisrael said Nase v'nishma, and then was Kofar aleim arke gigis. So the Maharal says, Chas v'sholem, shelo yoyim arodom, shekofar aleim arke gigis. Klal Yisrael did not want to be mekabel the Torah, and Klal Yisrael are keeping the Torah in a force. It says, Chas v'sholem to think like that. It's like the Maharal. Chas v'sholem. Klal Yisrael will mekabel teire me'ava. On them is no kabbalah sateire. So why you had to have a kofar aleim arke gigis? Because the chefetz of kabbalah sol teire is not an optional. Dainu, the chefetz of the kabbalah is in a way that from now on, it's not if I want, I learn. If I don't want, I don't learn. If I want, I behave. If I don't want, I don't behave. I have to. The chavetz of learning is to know that if not, shom tiyeh kvuraschem. A person a lot of time is very stark, he decides he'll be a big masmid. But he leaves it up to him, that if he will decide to leave early, he will leave early. If he will decide that he has to go somewhere, he will go. No, he's a big masmid. But now he decides that he has to go to a wedding. But if he's in a place, l'moshul, that as a police, you know, you can't do what you want, so you don't think twice. There's an issue that doesn't let you go out, so you stay. Avada has to be the rotzen. So the marshal Alamon, let me give the marshal, a person goes to a place, like in the American army, yeah? You don't have to sign in. But if you sign in, there's no way out. It's a kofar al kegigis. Avada, they don't have people in the street and they tell them you have to come to the army. But when you say Nasa v'nishma from the minute after it, you could yell a million times, ich will nicht. This is what Hashem showed him. You say Nasa v'nishma, but remember, it's in. It's not Nasa v'nishma and it's optional to leave. The chefetz of the Kabbalah is a hechach. And only like this you can have Teire. A person that learns Teire not in that level, not in that surah, is Nishkin Teire. Is Nishkin Kabbalah Sateire. There's no Mahus of Kabbalah Sateire on this chefetz. The Mishkan is built on the Divu slave. On them is no Mishkan. The Mishkan, the Mokim Ashras Ashrina, is built on the warning and the Nisalus of the Nedivu slave. But a person has to know, but the Yesodus has to be that it's Dovah Shebechoiva. How much the whole Mishkan is built on the Nedivu slave? The silver for the Adonim is the federations of the ganze Mishkan, it's Dovah Shebechoiva. The Mahalach is the Nedivu slave, but the Nedivu slave Bechoiva. It's not I want, I don't want. I have to. I decide to put myself in that. That's the yesod of Mishkan. And it's the yesod of every person's private Mishkan is El Bezach. The Mokim of Ashras HaShchina. Avada. Person doesn't want to have Ashras HaShchina, will not have Ashras HaShchina. Person that will not push himself and receive. Avada, go Mishmazayim Dalton. It will not happen without that Nadiva slave. Only with that Nadiva slave it could happen. But he has to know it's in the Tzura of Achayva. So Hashem left in the Mishkan the Adonim. That on that the Mishkan is standing, that everyone will have to do a double Shebechayva. And the Tzura is a double Shebechayva. The Pasuk is Mamshich. Later we go back to the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai. Maybe before that is Avot and the Chofetz Chaim. What happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go down, Soru Maher Min HaDerech Asher Tzivisi Osu Lohem Egel Maseicho. This is maybe we'll start with the Avot of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. What is Soru Maher Min HaDerech? What is Soru Maher Min HaDerech? Soru Min HaDerech. What is Soru Maher Min HaDerech? Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a very big insight. He says, a person has a cup, a glass cup. If you put the glass cup on the floor, nothing happens to it. There's a lot of glass cups on the floor. But if the glass cup falls from the table to the floor, it smashes, nothing is left. Fashtenish. The floor is bad to a cup? No. So why when the cup fell from the floor, the cup smashed? From the table to the floor, it smashed. If the cup could be on the floor, it could be on the table, so ma baya. The answer is, well, when it falls from the table to the floor, it smashes. It could be on the floor. The Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu a big yesod what happened to Klal Yisrael. Soru maher min haderech. They had a madrege ruchnis of Kabbalah Satere, and they had quickly a yerida. That yerida sometimes smashes. A lot of times you don't understand. You see people mamish go off the derech. Why? They start. They start to go without a hat and jacket in the street. They start to eat in the Zara restaurant. And you mad nazach. Why they go off the derech because of that? There's so much people that forget. They're coming up the derech, you know. They eat rabbanut, but slowly, slowly. They learn an hour, then they learn 3 hours, 5 hours. Then this mitzvah, that mitzvah. And why the other boys, when they start to go off, they go off the derech? But the answer is poshut. People could be on the floor. There's a place on the floor for people. But when someone comes from Ruchnius and he falls down, Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a big yesod. A big yesod. Says, a person has to be careful not to fall. If he feels he's falling, he has to find a ladder to go down to stand on the floor. Because when a person falls, he says this pshat in the Navi, Shaul HaMelech, after they went to kill Amalek, comes back, and the Maisa they left Agag, and Shmuel comes over and he tells him, you know, I hear Kola Ma Kola Tzoy, Chom Al Ha'om, goes back and forth, tells him, I'll tell you what Hashem told me. Ve'imoscho Hashem le'melech, Hashem doesn't want you anymore to be a king. So Shaul holds on to Shmuel and his closed ear, and he tells him, but you know, at least come, Kabdeinin Onegedah, come with me to give a Shaul, at least show everyone that you're with me. And Shmuel goes with Shaul. Fein Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Shaul HaMelech is given, Chazal say, Ben Shono B'molchoi, K'moi Shono B'loichet, Kach Shaul B'loichet. Shaul was Pchir Hashem. From everyone in Klal Yisrael, Hashem chose them. It was one chet, small little chet, that people left, and he was scared to tell the people, the king, the first war, he was scared to tell the people of him at Regosri. And he was Choy Melehakriv. But Hashem told him, you're not a melech anymore. He tells Shmuel, come with me, at least, you know, it will look good. You're not embarrassed, Shaul HaMelech. You're not embarrassed of Shmuel to tell him, listen, but fake it, the people will think that I'm choshev. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he knew what it means to fall and to lose all the madregas. He told Shmuel, come with me, pattern the way down, that I will not fall. Because I know if I would get a bang, I could go off the derech. Soru maher min haderech. Chazal say, ki boshesh, boshesh, Moshe. The sultan made clouds and they looked. It looked like Moshe Rabbeinu is going. Stam Chaim Shlevitz would say, the sultan has a koyach to make a crown that looks in the Shemaim like Moshe Rabbeinu. That looks. But Hashem didn't tell you that Moshe died, so it looks like Moshe died, you have to fight to be stuck in Amunah. But this was the koyach of the sun. Klal Yisrael got mixed up and they got a bang. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Yom Chaim Shalem is the secret. Soru maher min haderech, osu lehem egel masecha. The clap was quick. When a person feels that he's having a clap, he has to go to his Rebbe, to his father, to his friend, to know not to be in a matzav of a clap. In a matzav of a clap, when you see the glass is falling, find someone to help you to put it down in a safe place. Because if it gets a clap, even that in the matzav of the clap you could survive, but when you get the clap, you go, Zoyt HaFetz Chaim, Fashteinish. So why Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu to go down one day before? The Gantz and Yisrael will not be there. Why Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu would come 4 or 5 hours earlier, the whole Nisayon would not be there? Okay, Avadi, you could say Hashem wanted to make a Nisayon. Zogt Reb Chofetz Chaim, you needed 40 days beretzifus for Kinyan HaTeire. And if Moshe would go down 39, would be no Kinyan HaTeire. And you can't be mekatzet in the retzifus of Teire. A person thinks, yeah, but I have to stop. It's better to be a eagle with the whole matzev of a nesina satere. It has to be beretzifus. Has to be kabbalah satere. There's no chatzit teire. There's no chatzit teire. But it's not the point that I want to go. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu goes down with the luches abris. He sees the eagle, vayares ha'egel v'samecholas, and he drops the luches. Vayeshabrem tochas ha'or chazal zogim vayeshabrem. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes down with Luchis Abris, And this is the Gemara Dash, the Vayeshab Eroysom, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesherkeach Sheshibart. Frek Tzach De Kashe. Moshe Rabbeinu was told in the beginning of the Parsha, Vayemer Hashem El Moshe, Reit Ki Shiches Amcho, Soru Maher Min HaDerech Asher Tzivisim, עשו להם עגל מסייכו וישתחו לוי ויאמרו לוי אלה אלוהיכו ישראל אשר הלוכו מארץ מצרים. השם תוד מוישה ברוכל ביטחו הקטנו עשו להם עגל מסייכו וישתחו לוי ויזבחו לוי ויאמרו אלה אלוהיכו ישראל אשר הלוכו מארץ מצרים. Moshe goes down, Hashem such a message, Nebuch, he runs down with the luchas, he goes down, he meets Yeshua, his noise, he's asking what is happening, they go down, he sees the eagle, takes the luchas and he breaks them. Hashem told you in the Shemaim that there's a story that Klai Yisrael did the eagle. Why he didn't drop the eagle right, the luchas right away? Drop it. Leave it in the Shemaim, don't drop it. Just leave it there. What was the point to go down? What was the point to go down? He goes down, he meets Yeshua, what a story, there's noise, they run together, Vayares ha'egel ha'samecholes, Vayashlech, Vayicharaf Moshe, Vayashlech miyodes ha'luchos, Vayishaber ha'isem tachas ha'a. What's the pshat? So this kasha, the spurna, shtels on this kasha, and the Spurna says a gewaltige Sach. Zog the Spurna, Hashem told him as an eagle. He took down the luchas. I, Klai Yisrael, did the eagle. So Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll come there, I'll take care of the matzav. I'll make tshuva, I'll fix them. Ein hachanami, Klai Yisrael, did the eagle. I will go down, I'll fix it. He came down, the Pasuk adds one more word. Look in the Pasuk. Vayares ha'egel u'mecholes. He saw that chutz from the egel is mecholes, is dancing. Vayicharaf Moshe. Sido ha'egel, sido ha'nisoyen. Happens, a person has a nisoyen. The shaylif is happy when he does the bad, or he's not happy that he does the bad. Bachar Nebach Lamashal, as Alam of the Mashal, Bachar has to leave early. His parents put pressure. You see him so depressed when he got a yes from his Rebbe, or you see him going out with a smile. If you see with a smile, it's not takana for this Bachar, garnished. And if you see that he's sad, no efshar sidah takana. Moshe Rabbeinu taught class on the regel. I'm sure they're doing it. You know, a person does something bad and he's mischaret. It's battering him inside that he's doing it. Baskim and Ton, he can't help himself. He wakes up in the morning, he's mamish. He's killing himself that he woke up so late. So upset. He missed davening, he missed krishma, he missed seder. His mamish is so upset. Shabbos didn't manage to learn. Just slept in a bit. Half an hour over Shabbos. Mamish must be Shabbos. You can see mamish, a depressed person. Yeah, Shabbos, he only learned an hour or two. See mamish. It's a horror. I'm not saying. So why he stayed in bed? Why he read the newspaper? I'm saying it. But if he's happy, it's no takon. He's like, Moshe Rabbeinu. Break the luchas. Avid Zorah is not. So don't mention Machna Avid Zorah. But if they're happy with this, they're happy. Ola Charote. Vayaras Ha'egilis Ha'mecholis. Zog the Spurna. It's no takon. So the notion of Spurna by us is Kshirosh and Yusmeichim Ba'kilkul Shosu. Raschim kitaloizi bezeiskatze venoash venoyash shiyuchal etaken amuvus beoyven shiyazur letimusam. He knew this is it. New luchas. These luchas, Klal Yisrael will never be back in the madrege. It's a pachadik ezach. I saw someone brings down. It's gevaldik. It's a spoon of shitosoi. You know, it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Bilam Arosha was standing near Klal Yisrael, and he was mekal of them. So it says in Loshen Aposuk, ki kisani sholish regolim. The also in those Bilam Arosha, ki kisani sholish regolim. Rashi says that oilech lekal el umo shechoygeges sholish regolim. So he says, Givaldi, Chazal said that Vayosom Penov El Amidbor, Rashi says, Bilam Arosha was trying to ma'irah the kitrug of the Chet HaEgel. So the Osin told him it will not work, because Klal Yisrael came to a matzev sheichigeges sholesh regolim. They're so happy to be close to Hashem. This is the Tshuvas HaMishkol. So the Spona, that posuk there, he says, and the posuk sholesh regolim tochug li bashono, ki imman Yismach Yisrael beheisef al heipech vayaris haegel v'amecholis. This is like the spoon. Sholish regolim tochug li bashono. Kinyan shenemar Yismach Yisrael beheisef al heipech vayaris haegel v'amecholis. So the spoon attack learns that the sholish regolim, the simcha of the regel, the simcha nasiyas ha-mitzvah, we have a lot of mitzvahs, but we have one mitzvah that is sholish regolim, to be happy. To be happy, and sholish regolim. It's very interesting, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mashmid Klal Yisrael, Moshe told him, kisa shel sholish reglaim, eino oimer lefonecho. The tikkun of sholish regolim is v'samachta b'chagecha sholish regolim tocholi bashono. So he says it's keneged yismach Yisrael b'oisov leheifech v'yaris ha'egel v'amecholos. So that's in the spurna state that the sholish regolim is the tshuvas ha'mishkol for the chate of the egel, the chate of the ra. Just to know, this is a big tiffin yoni when comes the regolim. Megillah v'nismach aboch v'samachta b'chagecha, to be happy in the Ribbono shel Olam. It's a avoido. It's metaken the happy of the bad. It's a bazumer madrege. So it's very gishmak taken that Bilam Arosh or Chazal say went to the Ayosam and Amidbo Peomov. He wanted to male the kitruk from the eagle. But after them he said, yeah, aber kenege the eagle, Klal Yisrael will do a tshuva. They will do sholosh regolim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he breaks the table. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, yeshrkeach sheshibart. What is the pshat yeshrkeach stam? Avitz, the Bali Musar say that the reason he didn't break it upstairs, he wanted to show Klal Yisrael that you have to break the Torah for such a zach. If he would come down, what he would say, ah, he never made the Torah, he left the dip. Say it. He came, Sido Luchas, Sido Teire, Teire mitreif geht nicht. And he broke it. It's one word the person who doesn't steal, but Yicharaf Moshe, it's Mashmah, that was a new cast now. Not Vayaris Egel, but broke it. But as I understand, that the Pshat is, Moshe wanted to do the Maisa Shvira. And it's interesting, the Gemara Darshan's Vayishabram, Yisharkech Sheshibarto. Yisharkech Sheshibarto. This is a famous word of the Chofetz Chaim, from the Buskerov and the Chofetz Chaim, and I want you to hear it, because Be'etzem, this is a part of our Ashkofet. In our generation, a lot of people don't understand it. A lot of people think not like that. I heard it from Rav Shach a couple of times in different visions. And I wanted to know that, because this is one of the Yisraelis of Unzer Ashkofet at Tehoirim. The being down a Maisef and the Chofetz Chaim, the way it's brought down, it's different as how the story was. But when they made the Israeli Sochnut, what brings down all of the Olim, so Be'etzem it's a Tzion Yishezach. They wanted the Chofetz Chaim, then in that days, these organizations gave a lot of money to the yeshivas also. It started all of the Mizrahi organizations that were very close. The separation from them and the Haredim was not so big in Nir Leinai. So they wanted the Chofetz Chaim will be also a member. He will represent the not Zionist people in the organization. The organization is from Sochnut HaYehudit, it was called, and it's built on all the Zionist organizations, and a big one represented is the Chofetz Chaim. And they hinted to him, the Sochnut, that if the Chofetz Chaim would not join in, they will stop to give money to the yeshivas. So the Chofetz Chaim says, better they were close, so they were close to the yeshivas, no, no. But our mishtatav with the Zionists, and something, it's better there will be no yeshivas. So everyone looked at the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim told him, I wanted to say the famous Maisim when they started Valoshin. And the government wanted that they will learn 2 hours Limud Echayim. By night, to take a course, 2 hours. That's what the government wanted. And if not, they have to close the yeshiva. And then the Tzimi Valoshin went to all of the Gdolim. And most of the Gdolim, not most, part of the Gdolim said, listen, Valoshin is the yeshiva. Maizel said, no, what we have today, yeshivas, is true Valoshin. Rather, we had Pumpedisa and Ardoa, but then over the years, we didn't have the system of the yeshivas that we have today. It was a different way of Mesiris HaTayir. And the system of the yeshivas, what we have, our kind of system of yeshivas, this was Valoshin, this was the model, and from that, when we asked it, this was Be'etzem, the Tzuri of Achzokas Tayir in our days, in our generation. So the Gdolim said, listen, if we close Valoshin, who knows what will be? So, better to learn. And the Besalevi said, nay, it's better to close the yeshiva and not to have a mudichoyl. And they closed the yeshiva and the lodging closed. And the Besalevi said, Hashem told us to do achzoka satire in a way of learning the whole day. Such a way Hashem never told us to do it. The yeshivas will close, Hashem will take care of it. It's His business. He asked us to run it in this way. If we can run it, you know, people do curiosization, and by night, people will do that. If it's not what Hashem wants us to do, we don't need all these organizations. Hashem knows how to take care of His kids. He doesn't need help. And they closed the Valojin. And Biskarov said, if they would not close Valojin, so with the years of being yeshivas of 8 hours of Limud Echol, it will be 2 hours of learning. And yeshiva stayed today. So the Chofetz Chaim said, this is the pshat, Yisharkeach Sheshibarta. Moshe Rabbeinu came with Mesiras HaTeire. You have to know, when they broke the Teire, Chazal say to Moshe that before, if the Luchas, the first Luchas will not break, you will not be forget, your person will never forget his learning. So Avadet, Shem Shmon, Andrei HaMazbir, that forget after the Chayit HaEgel, you need Amola Shol Teiro, Yegiyosa Shol Teiro, the other kind of Teiro will not help us to mezachich ourselves from the Chet. And a higher Madrege, it's like Yerushalmi, it's in a higher Madrege, and our Madrege, Kilo, we have the Mahalach from Bavli. Okay, but this is really more in the, it's not about, I don't want to go into that. So the Chofetz Chaim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Yisharkeach Sheshibarta. There's no Musig of Luchas with Egel. It doesn't go. It's not the way Teira has to be. Race it. I will give another Teira if we need to. Teira with Egel can go. But that doesn't go. Has to start clean. What was I in the Teira? Moshe Ki'il Kivyochol took a decision on his own. He was a shliach to be Moshe the Teira. And he broke the Teira. But the Luchas was not stam, a memory symbolized the Horaya. And when he broke the Teira, everything flew back. Not only that piece of stone. He wanted to go up, learn another 40 days, and get Luchas Shnius. He had to go the whole time again. Well, he dropped that stone, okay, symbolized that, but the memory, bro. We got another one. Yeah, Kodesh has one. Yeah. Well, saying he broke that one. We'll give you another one. No, he broke everything which was packed into it. It means it exploded with the whole Oisias Bochus Bavi. We don't know what it means. Shtei Luchos Avoni Meirid BeYosef VeKosu BeMeshmir Shabbos VeKosu BeSerosecho was Mesiras Ateir in the Luchos. The Goyen says everything is Nirmas in the Luchos. Everything is Nirmas in the Luchas, as I stated in the Goel. And all of that went back up. All of that went back up. Chofetz Chaim says it's worth it. And I'm saying, no one knows from you where you will stand in your life. But you have to know that a lot of times they have all these things, the government is asking this and the government wants this, that. I'm not going to Gedolim have to decide. Sometimes young boys don't understand why these goyim kanoim, they don't want to take money from the Medina. I'm not saying every shita has rabbein. We're not, we don't go to eat by someone else's table. We don't go lirus b'stei zorim. But people think it's like fanats. Take it. If it's not the right way to do, it's better not to have the money. And even if you don't have yeshiva, don't worry. But here's the yeshivas. Look, this organization, look how much kiruv they're doing. Okay. I remember they came to ask Rav Shach. I can't remember, but it's by me, it's like mamash, like today I remember it. That there was an organization, I don't want to say their name. In America they were very big. And they do kiruv in Russia. But, at that days, when they did kiruv in Russia, so to start the kiruv organization, they had to make parties. With vodka, like this they came. And not them, they had to make dancing. And the dancing was mixed dancing. But it was the only way to get them for the first time to come to the Shabbaton. After that, you could have started to work. And Rav Shach said, you can't do that. You can't do mixed dancing. Again, I'm not saying, some of my buddy maybe say, yes, this is not the noise that we're discussing now. Rav Shach hold us not. Tell Rav Shach, you don't understand. At the end of the seminaries, we're telling you, in 5 years from these seminaries, you will have 10,000 from people. They come, they dance together, slowly you schmooze to them. Laugh, it works. Shach said, Hashem didn't ask for that. Hashem asked to listen to him. If I'm telling you that you're not allowed to ask Lif Me'ivel to make such a party, so Hashem doesn't need what comes out. Yeshekech sheshibalta. Moshe gave back the Torah to the Ribbono shel Olam. If it's not exactly like Hashem wants, we don't do it. Again, every person has to have the right achron and the right time. But to understand, when Gedolei Yisrael a lot of times say, we can't like that. People say, what do you mean? Give up a little bit. In the end of the long run, it's worth it. Nishtar zamusek in the long run. First of all, open a kind of koilel to teach Torah. It's not the way of the yeshivas. But lemaisa, like this, would be a lot of people that all over the world could do kiruv. We're not allowed to do that. Without that, people will not go out to help. We're not interested in that. Again, if the Gedolei Yisrael will say that this is the way to learn Torah, yes. But not to change the Torah because you're trying to help. Yeshekech sheshibalta. This was the yeshekech sheshibalta. Zog de Yalkut Shimoini, Givaldik Azach. Moshe Rabbeinu goes after he breaks the luchas, after the yeshekech sheshibalta, and Moshe Rabbeinu stands and he says, Mila Hashem Elai. Moshe Rabbeinu is calling, Mila Hashem Elai. A kriya from Moshe Rabbeinu, Mila Hashem Elai. Vayavoy Oel of Kopnei Levi. Frag the Yalkut Shimoini, what is Mila Hashem Elai? So everyone knows the famous Maisev of the Chofetz Chaim, that he asked the Bachar in Yeshiva, why you're not a Koyan? So he said, my father is not a Koyan. Why your father was not a Koyan? His father is not a Koyan. The Chofetz Chaim said, you know why I'm a Koyan? Because my father is a Koyan. You know why my father is a Koyan? Because his father was a Koyan. And then the Chofetz Chaim told him, so what is the difference? Why my father is a Koyan and your father was not a Koyan? Because my father, when they said Mila Hashem Elai, my father went. Your grandfather, when they said Mila Hashem Elai, didn't go. And if you hear Mila Hashem Elai next time, go. Famous story from the Chofetz Chaim. Zog the Yalkut Shimoni, who would not come? When Moshe Rabbeinu said Mila Hashem Elai, why everyone else didn't come? So the Yalkut Shimoni says, he said Mila Hashem Elai, not only Milo Hishtachave, not only Milo Yirokat Laegel, Mila Hashem Elai Sheloi Nosan Nezomim. Who didn't give even money to towards the eagle? Only these people could be the Mila Hashem Elai. So the biggest side. The Mila Hashem Elai, when a person wants to be in the kas of the people that serve Hashem, of the kas that behaves in the right way, and the Derech Hashem, to be a part of that kas, to be a part of that mahalach, is only in one way. Not only that you're not the one that the nishtach of it. Not only that you're the one that didn't dance. No shaykhis at all. Not even giving nezomim to them asiyah. Chazal say, Mila Hashem Elai, Einachanami. What is Mila Hashem Elai? This is the Shevet HaNifchar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them all of the haftochas. Person can't say, no, I belong to the Shevet of the Lamda Teire, I belong to the Bnei Teire. Yeah! I go there, I do this. I say that, you know, I have a little bit of friends like that. I'm from the Bnei Teire, I'm from the Shevet Hashem. No. To be a part of the Shevet Hashem, to be a part of the Nifchorim is Mila Hashem Elai, Zag the Yalkut Shemoini, only if it's pure. Only if it's Kulei Kodesh. If it's Kulei Kodesh, then Mila Hashem Elai, then you get the Milas. But if it's not Kulei Kodesh, if it's not Kulei to the Ribbono Shel Olam, doesn't go, doesn't catch. The Pasuk says, at the beginning of the Parsha, time before we start, it's interesting. It says you have to give machzis a shekel, and then miyad to 10 psukim asher leyarbe v'adal leyamim machzis a shekel losas trumas Hashem lechavam shaseichem v'idaber Hashem el Moshe v'osiso kiyor nechoishes v'chanei nechoishes lerochzo. Shailo, why the kiyor goes inside here? Last week we spoke about mizbeach haktoiras, why it's in the end. One of the shaykhs of the kiyor says it's not mamish for klei amigdosh, it's only klei with the kohen had to prepare himself. But put it straight after the tzavet. Why Parshas Kisiso starts with the machzis ha-shekel and then the kiyoy? Zog de balaturim, somach kiyoy leparsha shkolim leimar sheakshomim neetzorim mishil poiske tzedoke ve'inom noisni. People that commit to give tzedoke and in the end they don't give tzedoke, they are the one that causes atzius kshomim. It's good to know it. Unzeret kufa. Aber so the pasuk says, "Va'ato kar lechopsom im roish moir, droy chamesh mois v'kinom im besem machtzis v'chamishim im osoyim, v'osiso isoy shemen mishchas rikeach, u'moshachto isoy." And then it says, "Bnei Yisrael the daber al psar lo yodom lo yisoch u'maskunto elisasu kamor." You're not allowed to do such a thing. V'isha sheirkach mimenu. This is the Shemen HaMishcho. This is the Shemen HaMishcho. The Gemara in Krisis, Daf Hei Omeret. Tonu Rabbono. Shemen HaMishcho she'oso Moshe Rabbeinu b'Midbar mishkolim ha'ikorim. Gemara says the amount of all of the things. Omar Rabbi Yosi, v'aloi losu ha'ikorim einoi soifek. The amount of oil, machzis, what is the amount of oil? There's a whole list of things that you have to use to make the Shemen HaMishcha. So the list is Psomim Roish Mor, Chamesh Mois, Kido Chamesh Mois, V'Shemen Zaisin. Frank Digmor, if you take a hin and you pour it on this amount of equipment, of Ktoiris, it's not enough even oil to go around all the pieces. It was not enough oil. So the Gemara says, so how you had oil after it to be Moshech all of the Mishkan? Losuch ha'ikorim k'enim maspik. So Rabbi Yosef says, heavy mayim. First you took all of the psalmim, you put them in water, till they got full with water, and then you poured the oil on it, but the oil didn't go in, it just went right there because it was ready full completely, it couldn't reserve no water. Omar Rabbi Yudah v'chines echot nase b'shem namishcha. It was a nes. Frek Moshe Feinstein, l'fi Rabbi Yudah that it's a nes, how could be a yisur u'maskunto ilisasu? You could never make shem namishcha. It was a nes that the shem namishcha worked out. Because the amount of hin that you put on the psalmim has to be nivla b'toich ha-psalmim, and it's not enough oil. So l'fi the man d'omar that he did it with water, b'seidah. But if you know that they didn't do it with water, it was Ness, how you have an Yisro, Maskun de Lissasu Kemo? So Ramesh and the Rosh Moshe says, Aizen, Ramesh says that we speak in a person that will have a Ness. Sidor Rishoyim, that can have a Ness in Eivar and Aveir. Says, don't be spoiled if a person makes Moifsim in Azarosha. Can you make Moifsim and make Bitlteir? Can you make Moifsim and not Machshiv the Richter Gezach? The moifes are moish and nishken chayim. So you can have a love for a bal moifes. Moish was very machalit. I'm not getting your name. But not to be spoiled from a bal moifes. It's a love for bal moifes. But I heard Emes Eteretz from the Masas HaMelech. Zecher Tzadik Livroch. He told me, Givaldik Eteret. He said he hold the kash as nishken kashim. The frig in the lomdim. He says, the first manama holds, they put it in water. And then they pour it over the oil. Wo steht in Terra? In Terra steht nicht to put it in water. The Terra says, it says, Minchas Mirkachas. Mix it together. Everything that is needed to be the Minchas Mirkachas, it's also a part of the Asiya. So, Rabbi Yudah only said, Lo Shomanu, that they had to do it. So the stomach was the nest, how it worked out. But Rabbi Yudah is masking that if you can't do it in a different way, Avada, you're allowed to add to make it Michas Merkachas. Mele Avada, you'll be over, even without a nest. If you would add water and then you'll add the oil, Avada, he wants to say Pshat, you know, say, Vibayin Nesem Badvash. We say in the morning and davening, when you say, "Lo yodom yochol lamol bepnei reicho," and on bepnei ma yinosim b'dvash, shatoy ramo yochol saor yochol dvash, fashteit nisht. It says in the Torah that you'd alef simamonim. Bepnei ma yinosim b'dvash. It's not one of the list. But the answer is, if the dvash could make the merkachas better, so why are you allowed to add the dvash? Even if it's not in the list. No, it's a bazundere aloche. Chol dvash v'chol sa'oil. Ktin to al-mizbeach Hashem alekech. There's a very big yisayit of the Maharsho in the Ketoiris. It says, one of the Saramoni was Chalbena. So it Rashi, Af al pi sherei chora, Shelo nimno lezarif imonu po ishe Yisrael. That mekarev zayin. That mekarev zayin. Kiruv. The Baal ha-kiruv, this Rashi, this is, you know, this is the Rashi. Lamed Pos Vechelben, as a Grashi, Boysim Shereche Rav Kirin Galbane, Umenoa Kosman Samamom, and Amdenu Shereyekel, Venenu Litzarif Imonu Bagudas, learns more from that. Why does it say in the end? Why does it say? V'hainu, the Sfis Rechom learns the Oymek and Rashi that it's not the Pshat Stam, why it's written down. Maybe it's one of the summer money. But if it's a bad smell, other put it at the beginning of the list, other at the bottom of the list. That Rashi means to say Stam, Telam na Rashi ala Tere. Umenoa Kosov ben summer money aktoyes. Not Stam, why it's bought. Why the person put it in the middle? To make them a part of us, to bring them to be a part of us. Not in the Rashi. It's a Gemara in Tainis. A Gemara in Krisus Navav. Zog the Marsha in Krisus of a member. There's 11 Samamonim, 10 good and 1 bad. So first al pi aloche, you have to have a minyan kosher. But he says the member alamon, not to build. You have to have 10 a minyan gomur of ksheirim. And then you can be mitzarev the royim. But cholila, that you will have 2 samamonim royim. So it's be'etzim, the number 11 is the wrong number. 10 is the minyan. The vod of 11 samamonim is, after you have 10, after you have a ashlome, mitzarev with you the roshe. But not the pshat to say, yeah, with the roshe together we can manage. Nay, have a fully kosher a minyan. Against a double sholem, a soros of amonim ksheirim. When you have a soros of amonim ksheirim, then you could take a einach enami mitzaref one batz of amonim. Then it says in the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu batzim says the Yud Gimel Midas. Noitzer chesed lo alofi. It says, Noitzer chesed lo alofi. What is the pshat? Noitzer chesed lo alofi. It's chesed lo alofi. So Rashi says, it's chesed lo alofi l'shnei alfei doiras. So I was in Bochur and Ponovich, had a kasha. It says in the beginning of the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishalem to arba doyres, no it's a chesed la alofim. Poiked avoy no avoyis al bonim, al bnei bonim, al shileishim ve'al ribei. Look in pasuk, perik la medal pasuk zayin. No it's a chesed la alofim. No it's a pesha v'chato v'nake. Poiked avoy no avoyis al bonim, al bnei bonim, al shileishim. Zok trashi al ribeim doy revi. Nimtzo midotoy v'merubo al midas poronis achas lechamesh mois. Shemidah toivu oimer noitzer chesed lo alofi. Midah roetz arba doiras. Nimtzo midah toivu merudo b'midas poronis pi chamesh mois. Noitzer chesed lo alofi. Tu alofi. Midah rabim shtay. It's a tisefte. Say it a paridale. Midah ro is arba doiras. In Rashi and Makis daf chof beis, Rashi adds, Hans Oren Tzach Yvon Dalton already, because Rashi says that Yutes Samud Beis, Rashi was Nifter. But Rashi in Magitz Chof Beis Amud Aleph says, this is if Alofim is Kipshutoi. So it's Pichamesh Mois. And if Alofim Tuve Mashma, so it's even more than Midah Pichamesh Mois. But it's at least Pichamesh Mois. So I had a kash. We know that the world is only Kayim 6,000 years. So how Alpayim Dor fits in 6,000 years? Every door is 2 years, is already 6,000. So how you could say midot toivah merudah pi chamesh mois? Because here it says alpayim, and here it says 4. About if the world is only kind of 6,000 years, how it will go? So I saw that the thesis chadosim, shomashon thesis chadosim, and the mishnayas and makis perigimel has this discussion. So Andrew wanted to tell me that maybe it only means that it could. He wants to bring down the psak domer from a bahag. That could be that is a musig of a doir of shtei alofim. But if not, that gets very shvel.